A revolution is underway in television. Cable companies are getting rid of huge bundles of channels in favor of leaner, more tailored packages. Stacey Vanek-Smith of our Planet Money podcast takes a look at the many effects of unbundling.
Patrick Gotch spent most of the 90s installing satellite dishes in rural Nebraska. His customers always said they loved getting all the channels, but...
They always said, but... Why isn't there a channel for farming and ranching for rural America? And just heard that over and over and over again.
Gotch thought he would make that channel. He started shopping the idea around, and eventually Dish Network said, okay, you've got your channel. It goes live in 1 month. Gotch called up everyone he knew who had anything that might qualify as programming. Tapes of cattle auctions, rodeos, a popular polka show that aired on a local station in Omaha, instructional videos from a horse trainer he knew.
Have you ever seen a trainer teach a horse to load onto a trailer, but you go out and try it yourself and you just can't get the job done?
Gotch was able to cobble together 5 hours of programming. He sent it to Dish, and it ran on a loop for an entire week. Where were you running the station out of?
My living room.
You were running the station out of your living room?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
It was just myself and my 12-year-old and 9-year-old daughter at the time. So it cost us $28 a week to launch this network. And that's what it cost to send a hard drive by FedEx overnight from Fort Worth, Texas to Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Gotch named his channel RFD-TV for Rural Free Delivery, an old postal term. People loved it. It got picked up by DirecTV, Optimum, and Verizon. This was the old days of cable, when we'd all pay around $100 a month, and cable companies would compete to offer the most channels. Robert Thompson teaches about the business of television at Syracuse University.
It was kind of the idea of the golden age of the shopping mall, where you're only going to go to 6 or 7 of the 150 stores there, but your 6 or 7 is going to be different than anybody else's 6 or 7. Saturday Night Live, I remember, did that classic sketch where there was a store in a shopping mall that sold nothing but Scotch tape.
We all had our own Scotch tape channel on cable TV. But when Netflix, Hulu, and iTunes came on the scene, a lot of people started getting their shows a la carte and canceling their cable. This change encouraged channels to make breakout shows worth paying for, like Mad Men. But there are other effects for customers.
In many ways, they don't realize what might happen if we get rid of bundles entirely.
Cable companies have responded with the skinny bundle. For instance, instead of 400-something channels, Verizon now offers bundles of 50-something channels. And they dropped a bunch of stations, including the Weather Channel and RFD-TV. Patrick Gotch says overnight, his channel's viewership fell by 17%. When he saw those numbers, he felt awful.
Very depressed. We'd worked so hard for so many years.
Michelle Lane Smithwick lives on a horse farm in Middleburg, Virginia. RFD-TV is her favorite channel. Or it was. She's a Verizon customer, and she can't get it now.
You know, it's nice to sit and watch something about farming and something that you really love, like animals, instead of like those goofy Real Housewives.
What are you watching instead?
Animal Planet. I'll watch.
It's not the same. With more people going a la carte, more channels will go away. And cable companies have to figure out what customers want. And so do customers themselves. This year, Verizon updated its skinny bundles and doubled the number of channels. Apparently, people said they wanted fatter skinny bundles. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.